Pisces, this is your June horoscope for 2021. Pisces, with all of this eclipse energy happening, you are one of the major players. You currently have Neptune in Pisces. We currently are experiencing a newly ingressed Jupiter in Pisces, which we haven't experienced in about 11 to 12 years. And the eclipses happening in Gemini and Sagittarius are creating what we call a T-square to your sign. So there's definitely a lot going on. What these eclipses have done and will continue to do throughout the remainder of the year is that they're going to have you really question, reconsider, redirect, make decisions about the different pillars of your life, which are how you present yourself to the world, your sense of home. You perhaps will move homes or someone will move in with you, your sector of relationships, and your sector of career. You're really, really going through a significant time in your life. And June is like this midway point. It gives you enough clarity, not at the beginning of the month, but more towards the end of the month and into July, to have an idea of where to move from this point forward. Okay. So having said that, I will now delve into the month week by week, and I begin with June 1st. You are actually one of the main players, especially the first week of the month. You and Cancer give us soothing energy, especially after a week like the last week of May, which was when we had the full moon eclipse in Sagittarius. I know that this is a horoscope for June, but it's almost impossible to talk about this month without talking, at the very least, about that full moon in Sagittarius eclipse, okay? So, June 1st, we have Mars in Cancer creating a trine to Neptune in Pisces. June 3rd, we have Venus in Cancer creating a trine to Jupiter in Pisces. Both of the cosmic lovers are creating connection to your sign. So that means that your fifth house of creativity, romance, children, the inner child, your relationship to your children, if you have any, the first stages of romance is being highlighted. And look at that. Both of the cosmic lovers are in there. And what are they doing? They're supporting you. You have an immense opportunity, or the cosmos are giving you a cosmic opening to attract someone really significant, sweet, and compassionate into your life. Now, you have to be open to that. And you have to be open to the fact that relationships don't always have to look the way you want them to look, and that the person that you attract doesn't have to be a certain way. Pisces is easygoing energy for the most part. Pisces is ethereal energy. It's spiritual. It's let go and let God. But the thing is that you have Virgo in the seventh house of partnership. And that tends to make you attracted to people that represent the structure that you can't give yourself. On the one hand, that's not terrible. But on the other, it has you look for a certain type of person each and every single time. Open yourself up to a different type of partnership and understand that a different type of partnership can give you the sense of groundedness and foundation that you're craving. It's just going to look a little different. And this is especially true because the Gemini and Sagittarius eclipses that we're having are happening in your fourth house of home and in your 10th house of career. So, with the full moon in Sagittarius eclipse that we had last month, that could have probably represented you leaving a job behind, a career behind, or beginning to think or coming to the recognition, F this, I can no longer remain in this career. I can no longer remain in this job. I don't know what I'm going to do, but this isn't it anymore, okay? And really, from this point forward, from June till the end of the year, you coming up with a way of either making money for yourself, making money through a creative project, working in a completely different place, working in a different career. totally up to you. But the fact that we are going to have a new moon eclipse in Gemini, which is your fourth house of home, on the one hand tells me that you probably moved homes over the last year. And if you did, you're finally in a space where you feel like you actually fit in, or you're in the process of moving. Now, if you are currently in a space that you love, this is about a change in dynamic of the home that makes you feel more free, more liberated, and it has a lot to do with whatever it is that you let go of in the external world. There is something that you are carrying. There are responsibilities that you are carrying that you no longer want to carry that make you feel uncomfortable within yourself, within your home, and you're tired of feeling that way. So it's really about leaning into change and not being afraid of it. Look, you are getting a glimpse of Jupiter in your sign really through the month of June and the month of July, okay? Whenever Jupiter transits our sign, on the one hand, it can represent expansion and not in a good way. So it can expand us in the way that we gain weight, okay? It can expand our debt if we have it. It can expand our bad habits if we're not aware of them or even willing to change them. On the other hand, because you're experiencing eclipses, whatever it is that you are meant to let go of when it comes to home and career, you are meant to liberate yourself of those responsibilities that don't belong to you so that when Jupiter comes back into your sign fully by the end of 2021, you can expand in whatever way you want, my love. But you have to release the baggage. And I get the feeling that this baggage is baggage that doesn't belong to you. And so this has a lot to do with you stepping up for yourself, standing up for yourself, and putting healthy boundaries where they need to be placed so that you can finally move in your own direction. This is a really big deal, Pisces. Jupiter moving over your sign. Jupiter is one of your co-rulers along with Neptune. You are going to come into a space where you can travel abroad, can study, can really do anything that makes your heart skip a beat. Really, I'm not exaggerating. Jupiter is really beautiful in your sign. And it's something that can feel really beautiful as long as you, again, free yourself from responsibilities and baggage that do not belong to you. And I feel that the first week of June, really even up till the 10th, which is when we have the new moon eclipse in Gemini, oh my God, even further than that, you're going to become more clear about what belongs to you and what doesn't. Meaning, what are the responsibilities in your life and what are the responsibilities of other people's life that you've somehow come up with, that you've somehow been responsible of for one reason or another, okay? This new moon eclipse in Gemini at 19 degrees Gemini, it's about a shift in perception and a shift in point of view, okay? Especially because on that same day, we're going to have the inferior conjunction between the Sun and Mercury in Gemini. An inferior conjunction in astrology is defined by the Sun and Mercury coming together during Mercury's retrograde phase. Anytime this happens, every single time during Gemini's retrograde period, it represents a point of clarity. So around the week of the 7th through the 13th, you may get signs, you may get text messages, emails, calls. You may be having a conversation with someone and that person says something or talks about something you were thinking about just a few days before and you just think, oh my God, that's the sign. That's what this means. And that sign is going to help you and going to guide you in terms of what direction to head next. Not in June, but July and moving forward. So that by the end of the year, you find yourself waiting for that Jupiter to come back to your sign and that you can really enjoy it from a much more genuine space within yourself, from an authentic space within yourself, okay? Now, we head on to June 20th, which is the summer solstice. Anytime we have the summer solstice, it represents the sun moving into the sign of Cancer, okay? Cancer for you is, again, the fifth house of creativity, joy, relationship with children, relationship with your own children, relationship with your inner child. Connecting with this sense of joy, connecting with your inner child or your children in just a happy place and opening space up for a new romantic relationship is what you are meant to lean into. But in order to allow that to happen, you need to release baggage that doesn't belong to you or that is outdated and expired. Okay? I've talked about that. I won't elaborate on it anymore. On June 24th, we have the full moon in Capricorn, which for you falls in the 11th house of community and higher aspirations. So this is you coming to like an emotional recognition of your place in community, or perhaps the recognition of, I want more friends. I want to be part of a community, and actually going and doing something about it. Since COVID times, online communities have become huge. There is no reason why you can't be a part of something greater. You just, again, have to actually move towards it. Okay. I hope that this is helpful. May you come back to it as the month goes along so that you can follow your process. Also, join me on the day-to-day lessons that I post on Consciousness Circle, because there are plenty of other aspects that I couldn't talk about in this audio. Otherwise, I would never stop talking. That way, you can follow your process even more. Enjoy your June, Pisces.